In 2020, Minnesota's forests sequestered 5.1 million U.S. tons of net new carbon, representing a 20% increase since 2004. This is the Our Inheritance podcast, where we focus on stories about conserving our planet's natural resources. We explore different accounts of wildlife, nature, restoration, and rehabilitation in our changing climate. My name is Piper Crow, and in this episode, we'll explore the topic of forest conservation, specifically in Minnesota. In this podcast, we will go over the ways that Minnesota forests and the people of Minnesota are able to continue to let forests sequester carbon. Three of the most important ways are retaining forest cover, increasing forest cover, and managing working forests to sequester and store more carbon. As Minnesotans, we know that forests are a very important aspect to our state. They provide a safe place for everyone, young and old, to enjoy nature, harboring beautiful landscapes for recreation and family bonding. I'd like to introduce Patty Thielen from the DNR.
Job is the state forester or the division director for the Division of Forestry in DNR.
And what kind of things do you do for that job, like projects or anything?
Yeah, so I've worked for DNR for over 27 years, so I've had quite a few different jobs. Most of them have been more out in the field and doing work on the ground with trees. Mm-hmm. And my job now is more of a leadership role and ensuring that the Division of Forestry has all the resources that we need to do our work.
As Ms. Thielen just stated, she previously did forestry work out in the field. And as we will hear later in this podcast, forestry work is a very important work to Minnesota forests. Foresters in Minnesota are the main reason that forests are managed so well. They go out and measure and record data from the different forests. Foresters are very important to the logging industry. So they're able to determine whether or not some tree is to be cut down, and sometimes they cut down trees to manage different forests, whether it's new growth or old growth. Foresters are also very helpful in fighting wildfires and containing those wildfires. And they are also important to educating the new generation in forestry work and Minnesota forests. What kind of work did you do when you were out in the field?
When I was out in the field, one of my favorite parts of being a forester out in the field was we did a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So I did forest inventory, which is going and taking plots in the forest, measuring trees so that we have a good idea of what plants and trees are there and what the sizes of the trees are. Mm-hmm. What the volume is. We actually harvest timber on state lands. It's part of our forest management, so that we're harvesting older trees that are about at the end of their life cycle and starting the next generation of that forest span. So we actually go appraise the timber in the forest, or we go and look at an area to determine if it needs any management and what that management might be.
Mm-hmm.
And if that part of the forest is at the end of its life cycle, we might appraise it and put it on auction.
Mm-hmm.
And that supports a lot of businesses in Minnesota. Forest industry is actually the fifth largest manufacturing sector in Minnesota by employment.
Wow.
So it's a pretty important part of the economy of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Over 30,000 jobs directly that work in forest industry, and about 70,000 jobs when you consider the indirect, you know, the that they have all the people who harvest trees, they buy fuel, so it affects gas stations and mechanics, and there's just a lot of associated businesses that are needed to support the forest industry as well.
Mm-hmm.
We also, one of my favorite things when I worked in the field was going and talking to kids about forestry, and I always enjoyed doing that. I will always remember when I went and talked to some third grade, I can't remember what they call the Girl Scout level in third grade, but I went and talked to a group of girls along with, I brought Smokey Bear and a fire truck, and they all got to spray water from the hose and shake hands with Smokey Bear, and a couple of them remembered that I had been there a few weeks before with all of the third graders planting some trees in their school forest, and so they were asking me what else foresters do, and I was rattling off some of these things, and one of them asked me, do you have to pay to be a forester? And I said, you know what, actually they pay me to do this, and the girls were just like, wow, that's so cool. So I've always enjoyed talking to kids about forestry. We also suppress wildfires in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
We are responsible for wildfire prevention, so that's doing a lot of education and writing burning permits for things that we can allow to burn safely.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody's got a pile of fall, you know, branches and leaves and stuff. So we can make sure that that's done safely. We do pre-suppression, so that's making sure we have all of the supplies that we need and the training that we need our staff to have in order to suppress wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually spend a lot of time in April and May every year. That's our highest fire season usually, suppressing wildfires.
Wow. Some other very important work that Ms. Thielen does is policy work. And in that is getting the certain certifications and registrations to maintain Minnesota forests.
One thing that I was involved in for a number of years was our forest certification team.
Mm-hmm.
All of our state forests in Minnesota are certified by both SFI and FSC, and those are independent certifying boards that they kind of come take a look at our work once a year and ask a lot of questions and decide if they think that we're doing a good job. So it's a third-party perspective that helps us with continuous improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And we do pretty well. So I was involved in putting our forest certification audits together, as well as some internal audits that year on our own, and sometimes the certification audits tell us some things that they think we could do a little bit better, or some things they want us to answer some questions about.
Mm-hmm.
And they call that a corrective action request, CAR, CAR. So I've been involved in putting together responses to some corrective action requests
mm-hmm.
in the past.
Cool. Some other work that Ms. Thielen has done has been in actual courts and working with politicians.
So I do some work with our legislative team, sometimes helping craft languages for bills, and sometimes testifying on bills that are introduced to the legislature. I work with our division management team to figure out, you know, where we should spend the dollars that the legislature appropriates to us. We never seem to have enough to do everything we think we should do, so we have to decide, well, what are the most important things mm-hmm. for us to do? Determining some policy, either for our division staff or the larger Department of Natural Resources. There's 7 different divisions
mm-hmm.
in DNR.
Forests are constantly changing. This is why, as Minnesotans, we have to take care of them. As climate change is starting to affect our globe more drastically, it is our job to keep our forests clean.
Have you seen any big changes or anything like big throughout the projects in the years that you have worked for the DNR?
Well, let's see. As I mentioned before, I've worked for DNR for over 27 years, so trees have kind of lifespans of some of them as young as 40, and some might be 120 or more years old. So
mm-hmm.
The forests that I first regenerated when I was a new employee are already 3/4 of the way to mature almost.
Wow.
So that's kind of a exciting thing to see trees grow. I get to go back to where my early forester days were and see those projects I worked on. Let me think. Big changes. You know, we put a lot more into the work we do today than we did when I was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
We have some newer science and things that we use. We look at, we call them native plant communities. We take a look at all the herbaceous plants that are on the forest floor,
mm-hmm.
and they can help us determine what the best species of trees are to grow there. And it might be the species of trees that are growing there right now, or it might mean making some changes for the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a really cool piece of science that I'm really proud of, that we use that to determine, you know, what's the smartest investment we can make when we have an area that we're going to need to plant new trees in,
mm-hmm.
what's going to be most successful. Another thing I'm proud of in our work, I think in my early days, most people I worked with did not even believe climate change was a real thing.
Wow.
And I think there's been, well, for one thing, a lot of them have retired.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just become clear enough. You know, people are understanding that, yes, it is happening. And forestry is kind of a particularly unique place to be when you think about things like climate change. because two things, really. We want to make sure that even as the climate does change, because, you know, it's changing already a little bit. It's going to change more no matter what we do. We'd like to keep forested areas forested. Maybe it's not going to be the same species of trees that has been there, but we can.
With the changing climate, forests are in danger. And as citizens, we need to protect these important forests. So how can we do that? One of the most important things for us to do is to educate the public and the new generation about climate change and how they affect forests. This also includes keeping track and learning about the forests that cover our beautiful state. I'd like to thank the Blake School Environmental Science Program and research support staff for helping source, cite, and fact-check this podcast. I'd like to thank Patty Thielen for taking the time to talk to me about forest conservation. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review, and check out the other podcasts in our series. Thank you.